This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Tunisia held its first local elections, one in the Arab Spring after years of postponements. Unfortunately, Tunisia only allocates 4% of its budget to municipalities, compared, for example, to Morocco that shares 10%. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced a mere 3 hours after the New Yorker published shocking allegations from four women with whom he'd had sexual relationships or encounters where he was physically violent with them. Two of the women said Schneiderman threatened to kill them if they broke up with him. Bureau of Labor Statistics' upcoming report on contingent workers, people with temporary jobs, won't include information about gig workers paid via apps or websites, including Uber drivers. Nicole Pashinyan, who led nonviolent demonstrations that topped the government of Armenia, was elected prime minister by the parliament. According to the Brenton Center for Justice at the New York University School of Law, 13 states employ at least some voting machines that leave no paper records of ballots cast, making it impossible to detect fraud. Former Brazilian President Lula da Silva, who last month began serving a 12-year prison sentence after a corruption conviction, is leading in national polls for the country's October presidential election. Fair housing groups in Texas and nationally have sued HUD and its director, Ben Carson, for failing to allocate funds to those most in need for Gulf Coast hurricane housing and infrastructure funding based on the 50-year-old Fair Housing Act. Richard Cordray, former head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and Attorney General of Ohio, bested former Cleveland Mayor and Congressman Dennis Kucinich in the Democratic primary for governor in that state. State and local spending on tax incentives has increased sharply since 1990 to about $45 billion in 2015, amounting to roughly all the money the state governments collect from corporate income taxes. The House voted to scrap an Obama-era rule intended to prevent discrimination by auto lenders, thereby allowing them to charge members of minority groups higher fees when taking out auto loans. Convicted coal baron Don Blankenship, running for the Senate in West Virginia as a Republican, came in third behind Attorney General Patrick Morrissey and Congressman Evan Jenkins. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.